The so-called Pebble tapes that came out last month revealed how the company talked to potential investors about its sway over elected officials, among other things. The secret recordings also reignited the debate about how Pebble is planning to meet a last-minute federal requirement to offset damages to Bristol Bay's wetlands. Izzy Ross with Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
The Pebble tapes renewed scrutiny of the state's apparent involvement in helping the Pebble Mine Company meet a final requirement for a critical federal permit. First, a quick refresher. Construction of the mine would damage nearly 3,000 acres of wetlands and nearly 130 miles of streams in Bristol Bay's Coctuli River watershed. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers told the company at the end of August that its plan has to include improving parts of the watershed to make up for the damages. That's called compensatory mitigation. In the secretly recorded tapes that came out last month, former CEO Tom Collier said the state of Alaska is key to meeting that requirement.
This mitigation plan that we're putting together, almost all of the land is state land. The state has to be a partner with us. And what we're going to do with that land is we're going to turn it into a preserve. We're going to set it aside, put a conservation easement on it.
But opponents of the mine don't want the state to partner with Pebble on this mitigation plan. House Speaker Bryce Edgman and Representative Louise Stutes wrote a letter to Governor Mike Dunleavy at the end of September asking him to stop working with Pebble on the plan. But so far, Dunleavy hasn't pulled back. Instead, in a letter, he maintained that it is his job as governor to allow for as much responsible development as possible. Alana Hurley is the executive director of the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, a group that opposes the mine. She says that Edgman and Stutes were spot on in the request for the state to stop working with Pebble.
What the state chooses to do in order to create some fantasy mitigation plan that could satisfy legal requirements with the Corps, it has yet to be seen. And unfortunately, especially clear from this letter, they have a very strong advocate and partner in our governor.
Over the summer, the Pebble Limited Partnership set up two camps along the Coctuli River to conduct wetland studies about 27 miles away from its base camp at the proposed mine site. Pebble says they were on a native allotment. Here's Hurley again.
None of this is being done with any type of public process, any type of transparency. We had no idea, you know, they were up there until people saw their man camps along the Coctuli.
Company spokesperson Mike Heatwell confirmed that Pebble set up two camps in mid-July to map wetlands in the Coctuli drainage to meet the Corps' new mitigation requirement. He says basing that work away from the village of Iliamna was the best way to protect the community from COVID-19.
We know what they look at soil conditions, map the vegetation, and photograph them, take photographs of the wetlands and all of that, really just to characterize the wetlands in the area. And all of that is getting rolled up into our final compensatory mitigation plan.
Following the release of the Pebble tapes, several Bristol Bay organizations asked the Army Corps for a public comment period on the mitigation plan. Norm Van Vactor, CEO of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, says the Army Corps responded saying there was no mechanism for additional public comment. For Van Vactor, the Coctuli camp was another example of a lack of transparency in the permitting process.
It was a large facility, which we were then subsequently told after we discovered it, was put in by Pebble to assist them in developing their wetland mitigation plan. It confirmed to the rest of us what we've known all along, and that is that Army Corps of Engineers and others have been dealing behind closed doors with the Pebble Partnership and, you know, have basically been in cahoots with each other.
Not all reactions to Pebble's mitigation efforts are negative. Lisa Reimers is the CEO of Iliamna Development Corporation and a board member of Iliamna Natives Limited, and she supports Pebble. She says she thinks the governor is doing the right thing and that the company is simply following the directions of the Army Corps in its efforts to produce a plan.
I agree with him. You know, mitigation, depending on what the Army Corps is asking, they've been pretty good about their science. I've trusted the whole process that the Army Corps has gone through with Pebble.
Pebble says it will meet the Army Corps' November 18th deadline for submitting the new mitigation plan. A final record of decision on the mine is expected this year. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.